When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. What an exciting episode this is going to be. Joining me to have fun, talking about 7 wins in a row, talking about the first time in 2024 that the Astros are 500. Steph, what's up? How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. It was a good day. Honestly, went to the game, which was so much fun. Went to yesterday's game. I've been to pretty much all the games recently, except for like one. So, yeah, it's been a pretty good week for me. Just hanging out. Tomorrow's going to be a pool day since we're, you know, not in town. So gonna enjoy some pool time, try and get my tan on. So excited about that, man.
Nice. So I have a hot tub, but I have the water cold. Since it's hot, there's no use to getting in 100 degree water when it's 100 degrees outside. It's ridiculous.
Exactly.
All right. Crazy. So in a lot of these episodes, we talk about, you know, have you kind of like not really given up on the Astros, but are you kind of like, we're like, are they really going to step it up and turn it around? And you're like, I mean, not you, but
yeah,
and like, I don't know. But after they played the Rockies the first time in Mexico, they've turned it around, and I actually did some half-ass research, so I got some numbers about that later. But how does it feel? 40-40. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? Honestly, I will say I was one that never really got down on the team. I think I was probably one of the few people online that was like, the season's not over. We're in the first month of the season. It is a very long season. We're barely halfway through it, you know? And so I, you know, but again, I worked in baseball. I understand the ebbs and flows. So I think for me, I obviously am a huge fan. I wouldn't go to, I think this was my 37th game today.
Wow.
That I've been to all season. So I'm like, I wouldn't go to 37 games if I wasn't a super passionate fan. But also it's like, because I lived that world, I don't get as high or low on things like during the season. Now, as we get closer to August, September, that time frame, if we're, you know, crap in the bed at that point, then I'm going to have some worries. Yeah. But this early in the season, anything can happen. I mean, look at the 2005 Astros. They had the tombstone on the Chronicle, and they went to the World Series for the first time in history. So it's one of those things where it really gives you some perspective. And yeah, man, what a time to be an Astros fan right now. It is back to feeling a lot more fun.
Yeah. Where's all these trolls on TikTok? Where's all these trolls at? And I mean, what I was saying is like, I kept saying, I'm not going to give up on them. They have way too much talent.
100%.
You know, but it's like, man, are they going to do it or not? Like, come on. But I've always had confidence in them.
That's true. Yeah. You have also been one of those more positive presences.
They're too good.
They really are.
All right. So let's talk about last night's game. I was able to watch this. So you got to go to today's game, but since I was at work, I missed it. But we're still going to talk about it.
Of course.
But this game was sort of over before it started, and it was awesome. Alex Bregman drove in Altuve. Yiner drove in Alex Bregman. Jake Myers drove in Yordan, and then Chaz drove in Yiner and Jake Myers, and just like that, 5-0. The guy pitching for Colorado, Him and did you see how you did you see this? Did you watch TV or were you there?
No, I was there for both.
Okay. On the program, they showed that these two guys have like 12 ERAs in the first inning. And so that guy got lit up in the first inning, and I think that's all he gave up.
It was. Yeah. Those were the only runs he gave up, obviously, the five runs in the first. But man, that first inning was just electric. I mean, obviously, it's huge. And I think, I mean, Altuve is always the catalyst for everything. And I love him for that. I think he, you know, they talk about him being a spark plug for this offense. And that's exactly what he is. When Altuve gets going, the team can follow suit very quickly. And it was, man, that first inning, I was hyped.
Yeah. I wonder how many hits he had in the first inning. Because I think that guy sat down like 13 in a row after the first inning.
Yeah, after the first inning, he was mowing him down pretty easy. And I was like, all right, this might be a quicker game than we anticipated.
Yeah, because we didn't score crazy. Again.
Yeah.
We didn't score again. They had a home run in the eighth and RBI single in the eighth and a home run in the ninth. But to me, besides the huge offensive outburst in the first inning, the big story was Hunter Brown. This dude has been turning it on like maybe the last five games. Six innings, two hits, no runs, three walks, and seven strikeouts. He picks up the win. He's now 5-5. And Hunter Brown's ERA is 4.37 after what it used to be.
Yeah, Hunter Brown has been doing some huge things these past few games. I think we even talked about that on the last podcast, saying, you know, if Hunter Brown can be the guy who I think everyone knew he could be, like, that could be a huge, huge boost for this pitching staff. And Hunter Brown is doing exactly that. I think he's finally kind of shaken off the, I think, rookie vibes from last year. And he is coming to pitch and he is looking just so good lately. His outings have just been phenomenal. And hats off to Hunter Brown for an incredible outing.
I pulled my phone out for this. Okay. After April, his ERA was 11.84.
Insane.
In May, his ERA was 3.42. He got it all the way down to 6.39. His ERA in June, 1.18.
Crazy.
This guy has a chance to be pitcher of the month.
Easily.
4-0, 1.16 ERA in five games, 31 innings, 21 hits, four runs. You go, Hunter Brown.
You go, Glenn Coco.
I didn't even know he did that well. I knew he was doing good, but I didn't know he was doing that good.
It's crazy. I know. I didn't know that either until you just pulled that up. That's insane.
You go, Hunter Brown. You're awesome. Let me see. The Magic Man. I almost said the Mailman. He gave up a run. Presley had to bail him out, and then Hader gave up a home run and he had three strikeouts. So, if Hader's going to go in and give up a home run, let's do it when we're up 5-1.
Exactly. Yeah, I wasn't super mad about that home run. I think he kind of was just like, well, happens. You know? But man, he has also been one that, you know, in the beginning of the season was looking like it was going to be a rough time, and he has really settled in. I think he is finally really embracing that role, and he has just been so good the past month. Probably even a little bit last month, you know, he has finally really taken that closer role. He's doing exactly what the Astros are paying him the big bucks to do. And that's get guys out, get the save, hold the game, and, not give up too much to where it's going to bite us in the butt. So, it's been good to see him also, you know, really coming through lately.
His April, I'm doing the same thing for him. I got my phone out. I feel like Wally. His April ERA was 7.45.
Jeez.
His May ERA, 1.35.
Mm-hmm.
His June ERA is 3.79, though. But overall, it's 3.72. Oh. Not bad for where it was.
Yeah, that's true. I remember, I think I talked about this before, where I posted that video of his entrance. And everyone was like, all that for a guy with the 6 ERA and blah, blah, blah. Like, everyone's talking crap. And like, people still try and bring stuff up like that. And I'm like, yeah, he's doing fine. But thanks for the engagement. I appreciate you keeping this video rolling.
I would hate to be a fan of a team and just be so negative.
Honestly.
Why would you want to be like that?
So I don't know, man. People are a weird breed sometimes.
And then they're the highest of highs. Whenever they're doing great, but they're just miserable.
Yeah.
When they're crazy. Not doing good. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Not everybody's built like us. That was hard baseball. To say. Altuve went 2 for 4. Bregman 1 for 3. He also walked and drove in a run. Jordan 1 for 4. Yiner 1 for 4. He drove in a run. Jake Myers 3 for 4 with an RBI and Chaz 1 for 4. The Astros 5 runs on 9 hits. 4 for 11 with the runners in scoring position. They left 6 on base. Well, let's talk about today's game. You were there again, Spencer Arrighetti. So I don't even know what happened. Like, I wasn't getting alerts on my watch.
Uh-huh.
I think I got an alert when it was 1-0. And then I got the break and I saw them hugging Spencer Arrighetti. And I'm like, oh my God, what happened to the guy? Like, because I didn't have any updates. And I was like, did he hurt himself? Like, oh my God, why are they hugging him? And now I know he did pretty awesome. So I kind of like this kind of offensive outburst better instead of scoring them all at once. But either way, Yiner drove in a run, bottom of the 5th, Altuve drove in a run, drove in Salazar. Mm-hmm. And then the bottom of the 7th, Salazar had a sac fly. So we did bust it open in the 7th. Salazar to sac fly, Altuve fielder's choice, Bregman force out, and then Yiner RBI. We're up 6-0, and then they added a sac fly 6-1, and JP3 drove in one. I don't think he's driven or running in a while, but 7-1 win. So 5-2, 7-1, 12-3, sweep, 2-game sweep. I'll take it. What an awesome series!
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, Arrighetti, it was just insane today. I mean, 10 strikeouts. He was crushing it. And he's one that I think we talked about too, where it's like, you know, you're hoping that you get that good version of him. And today he was, I think, his best version of his pitching self. I mean, he was lights out. You could tell everything was working and he could feel it. But also, hats off to Salazar for calling a great game. Because, yeah, you know, behind every great pitcher and every great performance, there is a catcher who is calling that game for him and making it look easy, you know? And yeah, there were a couple of pitches that got called strikes, and Salazar's framing is phenomenal.
Wow.
He was getting some calls, that's for sure, that may have not actually been strikes, but he framed them well enough to where they gave him the call. So hats off to Salazar.
Yeah, Spencer Arrighetti, 7 innings, 3 hits, no runs. Both pitchers didn't give up any runs, but Arrighetti, man, is no runs, no walks, and 10 yep. strikeouts. 7 innings. Mm-hmm. Spencer Arrighetti. Yep. He's 4-6, and his ERA is 5.68. And the guy had like a 1,000 ERA after the first game, and he's got it down. Dubin gave up a run. Brian King, he still hadn't given up anything. Altuve, 2 for 5, drove in 2. Jordan, 1 for 3. Yiner, 3 for 4, drove in 2. Singleton had 1 hit. JP3, 2 for 4, he drove in a hit. And Salazar, 1 for 3, drove in a run, scored a run, and caught a shutout. So, or at least a 7-inning shutout.
Yeah, impressive stuff all around. It was a really good game to be at. I mean, the crowd was in it. It was a really fun atmosphere both of these days, today and yesterday, against the Rockies. And I think, too, obviously the Rockies are not playing super well. To be honest, they're kind of a tough team to watch right now because yeah, there are some routine plays that they just, you know, bad news bears vibes. And you hate to see it because you want to obviously be watching good baseball, but they had some rough moments over the past 2 games. And I mean, obviously it worked in our favor, so I'm not that mad about it, but at the same time, you know, the Astros did what they should have done, is sweep the series against the Rockies.
I won't accept anything but a sweep. That would have sucked. It would have sucked if they would have won one, but I don't know. Anyway, yeah. The Astros, 11 hits and 7 runs. They left 7 on base. And so we are going to do the Ram Shirts Player of the Series. But you know what? We're going to take a break. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm excited about this. Excited about it. All right, so we'll be right back, folks, with more Astros baseball and your Ram Shirts Players of the Series.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, we're back. It's always funny when we do that. Right?
I know, cracks me up every time we do it live, every time.
Yeah. It sounds good on the podcast, though.
It does. It does really sound good when you're not watching it live. It's way less awkward.
Yeah. We're back. All right, folks. That's a peek behind the curtain. If you watch the YouTube video or you're streaming us, you get to see behind the curtain.
A very Wizard of Oz of us, but it's fine.
All right, we got 2 entries for the free shirt from Ram Shirts, and it is the 26th, folks. So if you want to win that shirt, send a. I even did it on social media. Nobody put in for it. Nobody wants a shirt. I don't care. I don't know. I don't understand it. But AstrosBaseballPodcast@gmail.com. Right now, if you put it in, you'd have a 33% chance of winning. All right, pitcher, who you got?
I have to go Spencer Arrighetti. I mean, how do you not go with Spencer again? No walks, 10 strikeouts. He was just on top of it today. Obviously, the team felt inclined enough to be grateful enough to just be hugging up on him he got out of the game. But man, just a masterful pitching performance by Spencer Arrighetti. So got to give it to Spencer.
It's got to be one of the top 3, maybe.
Oh, absolutely.
Outings of the year by anybody. I know that we had a no-hitter, right?
Yes.
Or a complete game. Ronald Blanco had a no-hitter. Yep. I think Framber had a complete game. This has got to be 3rd. 7 innings, 10 strikeouts, and no walks. Get out of here.
Yeah.
He's also my. I never thought I'd get to say this.
I know.
I never thought I would get to say this. Uh-oh. Our boy Manny shows up.
Hey.
Just in time.
Perfect timing.
What's up, buddy?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Great. Are you watching NBA draft?
I was, yeah. Sorry about the delay. I had some technical issues going on. Finally got this ready. So,
well, you're fine. So we've already talked about the games, and now we're talking about who the players of the series are, and who do you have for pitcher? We both said Spencer Arrighetti.
Yeah, definitely Spencer Arrighetti. 7 innings, only allowing 3 hits or something of that sort, and 10 strikeouts, season high for any Astros pitcher this season. And that was great. And it was a great sign to see him pitching, especially with the injuries. You have no Christian Javier, no Urquidy. Not going to see Lance or Garcia for some time. So you're going to see him and to see him figure it out, tremendous. And same thing for Hunter Brown, too. Both have been clicking at the right time for the Astros.
Yeah. I was thinking after Hunter Brown's outing that he would be the pitcher of the series.
Yeah.
And then Spencer Arrighetti said, hold my beer.
Pretty much.
All right. So we all agreed. Let's go to position player. I have 2 of them and I'm kind of undecided. So maybe you guys can sway me. Who do you have as the position player of the series?
I would go Altuve. One, he's had a couple of great games. Maybe Bregman, but I would go more Altuve at this point. He had a really good series this time around, and I think he came through for sure.
Yeah, I'm actually going to go with Yiner Diaz. Yiner had an incredible couple of games. I think he had, 3 or 4 RBIs and 3 hits today, and he's just been the bat has gotten going for Yiner, and it was really nice to see. Obviously, he was DHing today. I think he caught yesterday, so, I mean, he's coming along, and it's a nice to have a catcher that can get a couple hits on the board for you and get some runs in. So never going to complain about that.
Yeah, so my two finalists are those two. Because I have Altuve went, he had two hits in each game.
Yep.
And Yiner had one hit, but he drove in a run. And then he had three today. So Altuve was 4-for-9 with one RBI, and Yiner was 4-for-8 with three RBIs. So I'm going to give it to Yiner. I want to give it to Altuve because he had two hits in each game. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I always want to give it to Altuve, though, just because he's Altuve. So I'm like, he almost should be excluded because he's Altuve, but you can't. You can't exclude that guy. He's too good.
I knew Manny was going to pick Altuve.
No, you know I was.
I don't blame you. Always a good pick.
He's like, Altuve, I pick Altuve. He went 1-for-20.
Yeah, that's okay.
Did you ever see his video with Altuve interviewing him right there by
the net? No. Actually, no, I think I did. I think I did, but it's been a while, I think.
Yeah, that was some time ago. Yeah.
Nas a superstar. Hey, I know we're talking about the players of the series, but you're doing a lot of stuff for the University of Houston, right?
Yep, I am. For the basketball team, and, you know, they had a great run last year, and, you know, it came to an unfortunate end seeing Shed go down with that injury, but they're going to be back this year. I really like the team that they have. A lot of depth. I think this actually might be their most complete team this upcoming year. But obviously, not having a guy like Shed, you know, it's going to be tough. But I'm looking forward to that, definitely, for sure, to see them hopefully one day. I mean, it's got to happen at some point. With kind of bad luck that we've had for 3 years with the injuries, so many players going down, I think it's about time we have one good run.
There you go. All right, so the Coach Rose winner is, you know what, Steph? I thought about, like, when's the last time I let people know what the Coach Rose Award was?
It's been a minute.
Because there might be some new listeners that are like, what the hell is the Coach Rose, and why is it Coach Rose? So let me tell you. So in high school, I was in swimming. And not to brag, but I was the best guy on the team. And I would get first place in all of my races. But I would never win the swimmer of the meet. And my coach was Coach Rose. He would give it to somebody that broke their own personal record or did better than they've ever done. And so whenever you do that, I say, hey, you're Coach Rosing the award. So that's what it is.
I appreciate that you're so humble about your swimming, too. God, the most humble guy.
I can tell you a lot more about it. I am humble, but
I love it.
So anyway, I'll tell you about it. Let me tell you about it real quick. So we are like a very small swimming program, but there's other schools that have like a pool at the school, and these kids have been swimming forever, and we're just like dorks that couldn't make the basketball team, so we swam, you know. And when I do that head-to-head, I can win. But so I won my first 27 races my senior year, 27-0. And then we went against more high schools, junior varsity, and they got first and second in every race.
Jeez.
They're junior varsity.
That is crazy.
There's four people per race. They got first and second. I got third all three races.
Oof.
I can't compete with them, so I'm not that good. Trust me. All right, let's go back. Coach Rose, who you got, buddy? You ready for that?
It's been some time since I've been on the show, so...
someone that exceeded your expectations.
Oh, exceed. Okay. All right. Well,
let me tell you mine to give you an idea. Eric Getty too.
I mean, definitely him.
Double award winner.
Besides him, I mean, we've been talking about him a lot. Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if there's another player. I mean, I would say Lo Perfido, but that was for the previous series.
You know who I gave it to?
Yeah. Who do you give it to?
I'll tell y'all who I gave it to. Just to give y'all an idea. I gave it to Cesar Salazar.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
He caught a great game. In 11 at bat since getting called up, he's hitting .455.
Yeah.
Four RBIs and a 1,053 OPS. And he had a hit and an RBI today. So that's my Coach Rose winner.
Yeah, see, that's a good one.
I went a little bit out of the box. I went with a pitcher. I went with Brian King. Ooh. Brian King coming in and for his first time up in the major leagues, and he's a little bit older of a guy on top of that. He's not kind of one of these younger sprightly dudes. I think he's 27, if I read correctly. So for him to come up in his first major league stint, from what I know of, and man, he just has been crushing it. This series, obviously, today, they're obviously putting him in not super high leverage situations, but good way to get his feet wet. But I mean, he's been lights out, and it's been, he's been pretty fun to watch. So I'm going to give it to Brian King.
All right, buddy. You sticking with Loperfido? Hunter Brown would be a good pick, too.
That would be a good Hunter pick. Brown's been on some run. I think definitely should give him some recognition. I think go ahead and give him the award on my behalf. Just
there you go.
He's been lights out. I think
he has been
25 innings, only one run allowed. Been on some kind of tear, consecutive six innings pitched. And his past six, seven starts, he's been on a roll. And initially, I was worried about how he was going to look this year. It was pretty shaky early on, but he's locked in and he's looking like a real good pitcher for this team for many years to come. That's what I'd hope, because he's got the stuff and he's been really dialing it in.
I mean, he's finally looking like I was going to say he's finally looking like mini JV, which is what we all wanted.
Right.
He's looking better than the big JV.
Well, currently, yeah.
All right, so now let's take a look at the standings. Seattle is 46 and 37. Last time my phone was wrong, so correct me if it's wrong. 46 and 37. They are 4-6 in their last 10, and they've won one game, and their run differential is plus 11. The Astros are now 40 and 40. They are only 4.5 games back. Their run differential is plus 30. It was in the negative not too long ago, and they're plus 30 now. And they won 7 in a row, Manny. 7 games in a row.
Yeah.
We've been talking about this all year. All we got to do is win 7 games in a row. And look, there it is, and here it is.
Definitely. I think got, you know, a couple of more games coming against the Mets that you would hopefully expect them to win the series and hopefully get over 500. Now that you're here, it's time to get into the winning record side of things and really get into some momentum before the All-Star break and pick up things, you know, and hopefully you'll get some injuries, you know, injury recovery back. Justin Verlander, need him as well. Really just need all the pitchers you can get at this one, just considering how the injury bug has affected this team. But I'm really excited about how things have been looking. They needed a stretch of, you know, 7 games, like you mentioned, at least 7 games in a row to pull things back. And 4.5 games back is not a lot. I mean, that you have plenty of time to make up for that. That is not a lot. And the Mariners have been reeling right when the Astros have been winning, and that we were like 10 games back or something just a week ago after losing to the White Sox, and it was looking bad. I mean, Altuve was frustrated, as you know, we've never seen him that mad before. This team was looking bad, and for them to pull it back like this, I always believed in them, but I was like, when is it gonna turn around? And they just pulled it off, and that Orioles series, I think that was really a turning point for sure. That was a huge turning point.
That was awesome. So Texas is now 37 and 43.
Mm-hmm.
They're 7.5 back, 4-6 in the last 10. They've lost 3 in a row. And their run differential is negative 8. So we've really flipped the script on the Texas Rangers. And you look at the wild card, Baltimore has a 6.5 game lead. Minnesota has a 0.5 a game. Boston and Kansas City are tied, and we're 3 behind. So we're 3 games away from being in the playoffs, and we're only 4.5 out of winning the division. I definitely still think we can win the division.
Oh, absolutely. I think, too, the Mariners, they're a great team. They are. But one of the things about the Mariners is I feel like the majority of their wins, the majority of what they've got going on right now is relying on their pitching. Their hitters, right now they have the plus 11 run differential, but, you know, a couple series back, people were talking about how their lineup really isn't lights out or really isn't getting like crazy wins or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's mainly been that the pitching has held other teams very well. And so, I mean, one injury to someone on that Mariners pitching staff, like, God forbid, I'm not trying to wish that on anybody, but, you know, one injury could derail a whole lot of stuff for them, in my opinion. So I think that, you know, there's a huge shot to win the division. I think our guys are finally starting to click on all cylinders. Like you said, Manny, that Orioles series, I think, was a huge confidence booster for this team. You know, the Orioles had a pretty big statement win with that series against the Yankees, because the Yankees have obviously been one of the hottest teams in the entire league right now. So for us to then come up, get that sweep of the Orioles, again, it boosts the confidence. It has your guys just feeling like they're in just a different mood, and it can really help. Because, I mean, again, baseball, it's so mental. A lot of it is your mental. And when you're getting that confidence boost from playing a really good team and not only playing them and winning, but sweeping them, I mean, that right there can do wonders for a team that, you know, had to battle back pretty aggressively and has done exactly that.
All right. So I actually wrote all this down because Steffi and myself, we both agree that when the Astros went to Mexico City and faced the Rockies, that's where it all turned around.
It was the turning point.
So including that series, and the one we just finished, that's 23 series. That series between the Colorado and Colorado one, including both of them. In those 23 series, we swept somebody four times. And I know twice was the Rockies, but anyway.
Yeah.
our series record. Our record is 33 and 21 in that time. That's 12 over 500. And that's all I got to say. It nice. Isn't 23. It's 18. It's 18. And we're 12 and 6. We said let's win series. We've won 12 series and we lost 6. Two of them to Seattle and one of them to the Yankees. So there you go. So you already spoke about it, buddy. Next up, New York Mets, 38 and 39. And I really love our pitching matchups except Sunday because it says to be determined. 6 o'clock Apple TV. What do you think about the Apple TV production? I think it's amazing. I like it. I like it a lot. No matter how much of a homegrown we are, it's nice.
Yeah, you know, I haven't seen too much of it, but whenever I watch it, I definitely love, you know, the broadcast overall. I think it's very clear. I think they do a good job now. And, you know, not so much when it started. I know Astros fans didn't really like it so much when it first got around, but I think it's gotten better. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah,
I agree. It's been a lot better this year than it was last year. I think the team they have this year has just been a little bit, it almost feels like a little less bias in general. Yeah. You get a lot more information about both teams and there's a lot of really good conversations. It's been awesome this year and I actually really like it. Plus, I like that you can also listen to the radio broadcast while you're watching the game of your home team if you really want to. So I think that's a really incredible feature for people that are the hometowners, you know?
Yeah, they do a good job. That's what everybody said. The first one, it's kind of like, all right, Altuve's up. Let's go back to 2017. And you know, it's like, dude, just call the game. Like, quit talking about it already. So anyway, it's Ronel Blanco has been probably the best pitcher on our team this year.
Definitely.
Against Quintana, who's 3-5, 458, big name. Not that great of a record. And Framber's on Saturday. That's back on the Space City Network. That's at 3:10 on Saturday. He's facing McGill, who is 2-4 with a 481. And then Luis Severino, 5-2, 329, facing to be determined on Sunday. I'm trying to do the math. I don't know if any of these guys that pitch this series, maybe Hunter Brown, I don't know. He pitched Monday, right?
Yeah. Yes. No, Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday, yeah.
He pitched Tuesday, so it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yeah, it might be Hunter Brown.
Yeah,
he should.
Man, Blanco, Framber, Hunter Brown.
That's your three best.
I don't hate it.
I don't hate it at all. I mean, go to Vegas and pick to win the series there.
Definitely.
All right, so I got a little injury news. I know you touched on it a little bit. Kyle Tucker is now hitting off of a tee, but he's not going to be with the team in New York. But he will be with the team, and he's going to do some baseball activity, but. The manager said he's not there yet. JV, early July. Won't be traveling to New York. Caratini will be back after the All-Star break. But the way Cesar Salazar is playing for some reason, he didn't really get that much chance last year, but he's really taking advantage of it this year.
Mm-hmm.
Luis Garcia, late July. Lance McCullers, August. And this last guy, I totally forgot he was on the team. Kendall Graveman will be back Kendall in Graveman. September.
Hoping he's back.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have anything else. You want to anything you want to talk about the Astros there?
I mean, I would say that hopefully we'll just get these guys back. You know, Caratini, I think, has been a good signing for this team. I've just been really impressed with Caratini. Two walk-offs earlier in the year when the team really needed it, and he's just been coming through when they need it. And great catcher. I think he's been – I think we have a really good duo going on right now, Yainer Diaz and Caratini. Those two have been, I think, pretty good. Yainer had a stretch where he wasn't scoring any runs or hitting homers, but he finally was able to get it through. I think it was against the Cardinals where he had a breakout game. And since then, he's been looking really good. So I like this lineup. I like Lo Perfido being back. He has just been electric for this team. I think having him back for the Orioles series, that was where the offense just, I mean, it looked different. Everyone just had more energy. Him playing in the outfield, making great catches. He's hitting, what, over 300 for the Astros. I think having a guy like him, and obviously Noah Abreu now, unfortunate that it didn't work out for him this time around, but moved on from him, and we're ready to go at this point.
So I've seen in the I guess Michael Schwab posted it, that the Astros are targeting Vlad. Do we really want to give up any of our good young kids for that? I mean, we'll have them next year too, but I don't know. It depends. I mean, it's parades over prospects, right? But is any good? Has he been doing any good? I don't know.
I don't know. I honestly was kind of curious about that too, because I know that they kind of mentioned it and stuff about them kind of targeting Vlad. But again, too, it's like, yeah, parades over prospects, but you don't also want to give up the farm and then end up being awful for like 10 years after you win a bunch, you know? Because we see how the beginning of the season went. Can you imagine?
Oh, yeah.
An entire season of the Astros actually losing and like being bad again. Like, oh, people would like, I think their heads would explode. It'd be crazy. Be riots
we'll
in the
be
streets.
Able to see how many bandwagons we have.
Oh, yeah. How many bandwagons?
Oh, man.
Of course, all of us Astro fans, we started watching in 2017.
Of course.
All the Astro fans. There were no fans before that.
No. Zero.
I mean, they went to the World Series in 2005. In the 90s, they won their division like 20 times. Yeah, I mean, they didn't have any fans. You got any final thoughts, Steph?
Final thoughts. Excited to go play against the Mets and see the guys in New York. Definitely going to be interesting, though, because obviously these teams have both been very hot. I think they're both 8-2 in their last 10 games. Man, the Mets really, I'm saying they hiked it up after Grimes threw out the first pitch. Yeah. So I don't know if we needed like Ronald McDonald on the flight as well or something to like counteract that. Not 100% sure, but definitely excited to see what they can do against the Mets. I mean, again, you know, after looking at the way they played against the Orioles, I think they can beat just about anybody. Actually, I think they can beat anybody.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Definitely excited to see how this series plays out.
Manny, have any final thoughts there, buddy? I know I think I already went through, but share some more if you want.
Well, I mean, they can beat anybody. That's how good they are. And that's how good the Astros were in the past. You can never count them out. You know, they're going through a stretch and they beat the White Sox two times, and you're like, fine, well, we're supposed to do that. And now you're like, okay, what do we do against the Orioles? And they sweep them, and they dominate all three games. And that's what you expect from this team, to step it up against the good competition and hopefully not play worse against the bad competition, which is what we've seen in years past. So hopefully they can, you know, continue to beat those teams and continue to perform, because they have a great shot here, just pulling things back, just – back to 500, back to square one, and now let's go win some more games.
Oh, yeah. And so my final thought is we've won these seven games in a row, and do you know who hasn't been playing?
Kyle Tucker, yeah.
Isn't that nuts?
How crazy is that?
He leads our team in almost every category.
Everything. Every offensive
category. And we win seven games in a row without him.
Crazy. It's crazy.
Super crazy. All right, Manny, you're gonna have to come back, dude, so you can do the whole show some other day. So
definitely, yeah, definitely let me know for sure.
Yeah, appreciate you coming on, buddy. You're always fun to talk to, and you know what you're talking about. That's what I like about you.
Well, I really appreciate that. Thank you so much for the invite again.
All right, so for Steffi, Manny, I hope you don't mind us calling you Manny, because it's
no, not a problem. No,
okay. We'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning in on Astros Baseball. I just said that backwards, but it doesn't matter. We're done. We're out of here.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.